This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots. It's Friday. Friday, February 27th, the last Friday of the month. And it is a nice day out there. It's almost, it's crept over 70 degrees on the thermometer on my car, and I'm looking like I'm liking every minute of it. And it's a nice sunshiny day. It's a good day to be here. And I'm going to give you your choice today of 3 days you can pick from. It's either National Kahlua Day, or it's National Strawberry Day, or it's National Big Breakfast Day. I can tell you one that I've already celebrated, and that is Big Breakfast Day.
You know, that's a tough choice.
That is a really tough choice. I think I may later on this evening join National Kahlua Day.
You could do that with Big Breakfast. Nothing makes your morning coffee taste better than a little bit of Kahlua.
I couldn't agree more, but the place...
Some strawberries on your pancakes?
I had blueberries on mine.
Well, there you go. Good antioxidants. Good for you.
Good for you.
For people that are of a seasoned age like us.
Absolutely. We are just well seasoned. But that was producer extraordinaire Brian Temple.
You're too kind.
And we are off to finish today, and we've got a pretty good program. Today, our first guest is going to be Tommy Davis, and he is the executive director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy, and I'm going to get into that a little bit. And secondly, I have some experience with all this stuff. Our second guest this afternoon is going to be Mr. Jordan Dressman, who's going to tell us about this wonderful weekend that we're about to embark upon. And our last guest is going to be Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. And Dr. Lee is the person who is Regenesis sponsors this program. And Dr. Lee also was the person who did my stem cell transplant in my right knee. Very successfully, I might add. But we're going to talk a little bit about the housing industry, which we've been talking about quite a bit, and the home building industry. And I'm going to tell you folks, you listeners, how that came to reach out and touch my life, because it's a little interesting, I think. In 1992, we had just won the first Gulf War, the war that I call the Norman Schwarzkopf War. And we won it decisively, and we won it, if you recall that, that's the war where we first saw guided missiles literally going down smokestacks, and it was a very precision war, very precise. We defeated Saddam Hussein handily, and at the end of that war, it was decided that we didn't need all the soldiers that were on active duty. So what happened? They offered us a incentive to leave the military. I was a senior captain at that time here on Redstone Arsenal, about to make major. And this offer came along, and I looked at it, and they said you had to submit it rapidly. It was only going to be limited to a few people. Essentially, what you got was you got a salary for two times the amount of years you had been on active duty. I immediately looked at that and said, Mama didn't raise no fool, so I turned mine in. I faxed it up to a buddy of mine in the Pentagon, and I told him that it said this was first come, first serve. Please put mine at the bottom of the stack. And he called me back and said, you were the first one. So I was one of the first officers in the Army to take advantage of the Army Voluntary Separation Incentive Program. So what do you do then? Well, I had had some choices, and what I did, I was looking around Huntsville, Birmingham for employment opportunities, and I decided to do something radical. I took an ad out on myself in the Birmingham newspaper, And the ad essentially said, top quality man, West Point graduate, capable of managing, leading, doing about anything. And a person saw that ad in Birmingham. He was the executive vice president of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders and a retired Army officer himself. And he contacted me and said, why don't you submit a resume to the hiring committee? So I did. And I was thusly hired as the executive vice president of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders. Well, it says home builders, but it really represented the entirety of the housing industry. We represented home building, land development, multifamily housing, remodeling, and even the real estate market. When I took that position, we had 938 companies that were members of the trade association, and that escalated up to almost 2,800 by the time I left in 2006. But while I was doing that, I ran into something that our guest is going to talk about today, and that was the fact that there was no real push or any means to get people involved in the what I call the vocational trades. And I actually wrote an article about that for a magazine that I published, and I'm going to read some excerpts from that article. And this is an excerpt. For whatever reason, there is a stigma associated with vocational education that this type of training is not for the stellar student. And this is a stereotype that should not exist, but it's going to be hard to erase it. And the title of my article was, Will We Build Our Homes on Computers? And I found out that the leaders of our state and counties were stopping all funding for vocational education. However, there was still a need for skilled craftsmen, builders, carpenters, air conditioning people, all kinds of stuff. Somebody is going to have to be there to build those homes because you can't build them on a laptop. And the supply of people, of brick masons, contractors, carpenters, plumbers, was starting to slow down. And all these people were very well employed. They made very good money. And what I would do is I would go around to various and sundry schools, county commissioners, city councils, and try to sell them on the fact that they really ought to do something to help that industry. And parents weren't really interested in it because they thought everybody had to go to college, but not everybody has to go to college. A lot of people can get a lot of real good jobs in the vocational industry because someday everybody is going to live in a house, and it's going to be a house that they own, and somebody's going to have to build those houses. They're going to have to put them together, and the question is, who will build those houses? Well, that was an issue that I had addressed back in the 1990s and early 2000s. It still exists today, but somebody in Huntsville has decided to do something about it. And the Madison County Home Builders Association, in concert with many, many local businesses, has created the North Alabama Home Building Academy. And that exists right here in Huntsville, Alabama. There's going to be others that pop up throughout the state. And the executive director is Tommy Davis. And when we come back, he will be on the show with us, and he'll tell us how that's working. So thank you for bearing with me for a little of my past that's going to lead to the present. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard, and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Ah. Or D, just roll with it.
Woo, Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire, I should say. And we are glad to have you with us on Talk Radio WZZN. After our interview, if you'd like to give us a call at 256-382-0724, the phone does work, the bill is paid, and we'd love to talk to you. Now we're going to be joined by Dr. Tommy Davis. Let me introduce him, please. Dr. Davis is the executive director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy. He took this role in 2020 after retiring from a 30-plus year career in public education. As an education, Dr. Davis was a teacher, school administrator, and district supervisor. He has a passion for workforce development, which was developed while serving as the career tech director at the district level. He sees the primary mission of the Home Building Academy as removing barriers to employment for those starting a career in the residential construction industry while helping local contractors find the workforce they need. And I would also like to add, starting people on a very good career that will give them lifelong employment. Dr. Davis, did I miss anything?
No, that sounds great. Thank you for that introduction.
Well, hey, it's a good one. It ought to be. You're well deserving of that. But one thing I would like to know, I don't know if you were able to listen to the introduction of the show, but when I was the executive director of the Home Builders Association in Birmingham, we made many efforts to try to convince the local politicians and the local county commissioners and the local educational officials that there was a dearth of funding going to vocational education, yet we were unsuccessful. So tell our listeners about how the Home Building Academy began here in Huntsville.
Absolutely. Well, I would say this, that in our area, in the Huntsville area, we've been very blessed that those same leaders that you mentioned have seen the value of what we're doing and invest heavily in our program. As a matter of fact, our local state legislative delegation contributes every year quite a bit. And then the city of Huntsville, the city of Madison, the Madison County Commission all support us in their ways to help fund the academy. And this all started on a journey with our man who had the visions, Larry Durham, a member of the HMCBA board. And he knew that he was having trouble finding employees and basically came to the conclusion that if we didn't start building our own workforce in residential construction, that it probably wasn't going to happen very soon. And so we actually opened our doors in January of 2020 and then had just started our seventh year. And in that time, we have graduated almost 800 students in those 6+ years.
Well, now that is a phenomenal thing. That's a great occurrence. So other than this, is there any other real vocational training program in North Alabama that's going on these days for this type industry? Or have y'all got the bull by the horns?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a return to the trades. I think a lot of folks are seeing the need for a lot of folks are worried about the AI, what's doing to the tech sector jobs, and so a lot of people are interested in the training that we're doing. There are other programs that are doing some vocational training or skilled trades training. Many of them focus more on the commercial side of things. We focus primarily on the residential. That seems to be our niche. And so we work hand-in-hand with a lot of different organizations that offer trainings. I think you're seeing that our community colleges are reinvesting in that, as well as your local high schools. Many of them are opening up new career tech centers where they can start the training while students are still in high school, and then we can continue on with it.
Well, you know, I think for years, and I think this is a very bad thing that happened, is there was a perception amongst the general populace that those type jobs were not good jobs, that they were for the less affluent and they were for the people who weren't of college material. But I contend then and I contend now that those are good jobs and they're jobs that aren't going away. I mean, you can be the smartest person in the world and you can make a computer stand up, sing, dance, and talk, but you still got to have a place to do it, and you still got to have a house to live in. And just one little sidebar, I had a friend in Birmingham who was a plumber, and you know what the name of his yacht was in Destin? Guess what? I'm a plumber. You can make a good living doing this stuff. So are you seeing a little bit of the stigma as a lifelong educator that people are saying, well, maybe there's a different way to make a living out there other than marketing, public relations, and IT.
Right. Yeah, I really do believe you're seeing a change in attitude, primarily among parents of younger students. Also, we spend a lot of time going into schools. We're lucky enough that the we're invited in. We do hands-on programming. We'll go, we have like a math unit that we do with students that's focused on residential construction. We have a science unit, and those, and we're able to talk to our the students about the careers and the skilled trades. We kind of plant those seeds. We tell them, you know, if you're enjoying this kind of thing and might want to do it as a career, take those career tech classes in high school. And, you know, maybe if you graduate high school and don't have a plan, remember us, because you can come to our program free of charge, and we will help you learn those entry-level skills and then connect you with companies who are looking to hire.
Now, you mentioned free of charge. I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to come back to it. But I'm still interested in how the academy actually got started. I know Larry Durham was a driving force, but was the Home Builders Association deeply involved in this also?
Yes. We have a partnership with the Builders Association at the local level in Huntsville, also with the State Builders Association. And I tell people often that that partnership is key, because these are the employers that are going to wind up hiring students. That connection with the industry is so important, because it's, you know, if we have a pipeline of workers but we don't have anywhere for them to go, then it doesn't work. And so that relationship is very important to what we do. They were very heavily involved when we first began. A lot of the Builders Association members were donating time and materials, in-kind donations and money to help us get off the ground, to go along with the investment from the local governments.
Well, now, I noticed on your brochure you sent me that it's not just the bill. It seems like you have many partners in the community who are invested in the success of this program.
Yes, we're fortunate to be a part of the Elm Foundation, which is kind of a clearinghouse for our local nonprofits. And through that, we have developed relationships with quite a few groups. Just one instance, His Way is an addiction recovery center. And so we partner with them at a certain stage in their recovery. Some of their folks can come to us, get their training, and enter the workforce. We partner with Drake State to offer advanced training for our graduates, and so they can continue on. We learn with what they've learned from us and actually convert what they do with us into credit hours through Drake. We've done trainings with the Huntsville Housing Authority, just so many different groups that have helped make us a success. So we try to reinvest back in with them as well.
Well, now, you mentioned free. Nothing in the world is free. There's got to be some cost associated with it. You can't even get anything free if you have a coupon normally. So walk a listener through who is out there today and they're saying, hey, I would like to do something like this, but I have no idea where to start. So tell our listeners how they, or perhaps some of their relatives or friends, if they want to apply to the academy, what do they do and what's the process and what kind of stuff will they learn?
Absolutely. So the first tip would be to go to our website. It's gobuildhsb.org. And there's an application button on there. They can find out more about the program. The things that we ask for is that if you're coming to take our class, that you're ready to go to work in construction. We focus on 17 years old and up. They have to pass a drug screen and be legally employable in the U.S. And so what we're asking for is, it's not a long-term commitment. Our course is just 16 classes long, and it really is focused on the most basic skills that will make someone job-ready and immediately useful to an employer as soon as they graduate. So of those 16 classes, there's 2 safety, worksite safety. There's 9 basic skills that everyone learns, like, you know, how to use power tools and hand tools and that kind of thing. And then the last 5 classes, the students will focus on one trade in particular. And we offer 4. At our facility, carpentry, electrical, HVAC, and plumbing. And so through that process, you know, they can earn a Safety 6 certificate offered by the Home Builders Association of Alabama. And they earn a certificate of completion from us if they have gone through the program. And then we also work to connect them with employers. So we really are trying to help them connect the dots. That's what we feel like our mission is to help people put the pieces together that leads them into a career.
Dr. Davis, are you still there? I think you broke up for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you got to pay your phone bill, man.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, just like the old Verizon commercial. Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, no, okay.
You just broke up for a second. So where exactly is the so where's the academy located at?
We are on Long Avenue in Huntsville. I'm not sure what's going on here. We're located on Long Avenue in Huntsville.
Okay.
And it's right off of Triana near Bob Wallace.
And what are you in a standalone facility for all this training, or do people go out and catch the training, like, you know, tape measure, chalk line, drills, hammers? I'm just going to list off this because I think people need to know what training is available.
Sure.
Jigsaw, fasteners, lumber materials, circular saw, reciprocating saw, pneumatics, compressor, scaffolding. And then they do a class project and have career prep. Is this in one facility where you do this in classrooms, or is it like a warehouse, or how does this occur?
So we have classroom space and what we call our shop space is converted warehouse space, where we've developed labs for each of the trades. And so we'll spend a little bit of time in classrooms for some things. Most of what we do is out in the shop, hands-on with the professionals. Now, we do that using our online component. They review the material before they come to class online so that we don't have to sit in the classroom. We want them really learning the skills, practicing the skills, so that they can be prepared once they graduate the program.
Well, now, speaking of that, when someone graduates this program, I know you mentioned almost, I think, 800 people have gone through so far. What's the placement rate? Are they pretty much snapped right up?
Absolutely. Now, what we find is, and of course, part of what this is about is for people to discover whether or not residential construction really is for them. But out of our graduates, what we have found is 82% actually do wind up going to work in the residential construction field. And out of those students, the 90 to 92% stay in for the long term. So once they start, they really are on a career path that has some longevity to it. I think that's why it's so attractive to a lot of people in our area right now. So we have seen that we're helping the students find jobs, but we're also helping employers who need to have those workforce needs. And because of that, they're able to take on extra work, extra contracts, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, one thing I wonder about this, and by the way, I think this is a phenomenal program. This was something that we tried to start in Birmingham, but we got no traction. But as far as the need for this type of work in the city of Huntsville, you know, a lot of people tend to think that a lot of the construction industry has been taken over by people who have immigrated into the country. And I know there are a lot of people in that particular realm who are in the residential construction industry, but there's still more work than there is people to do it, I would have to think.
Oh, absolutely. We, during the past 6 years, we've had well over 100 different companies come to hire our students, and many of them come back to our job fairs time after time, just replenishing workers throughout the year. So there's definitely a need, and we've not seen it slow at all yet.
Now, you did mention this was free. So how is, you know, I know somebody's paying for this. So do the students have to meet certain criteria and then they get like a scholarship, or how does that work?
Well, we consider that they are on a scholarship. There are only requirements of those things that I mentioned before. So they need to be ready to go to work, 17 or older, pass a drug screen, and legally employable in the U.S. So it could be a work visa or whatever. But the way that funding works is we've had tremendous partners from the beginning. The city of Huntsville started us off with an appropriation to get us off the ground and has been very generous to do that year after year. The city of Madison and Madison County, they have a funding model where they actually add a small fee to residential permits, residential construction permits, and that is dedicated to building the workforce that they send that to us. And I want to stress again that all of our legislators in North Alabama have been very, very generous with their discretionary funds. Every year they contribute to what we're doing. And that's the way we're able to fund all this so that our students don't have to pay a tuition of any type.
Well, what about some of the big box stores? Like, is Home Depot, Lowe's, are any of those entities involved in helping you guys out?
Absolutely. Lowe's has been a tremendous partner with us since we began. They actually, when we started 7 years ago, gave us a huge donation of tools for the shop to get us off the ground. Last year, I actually wrote a grant request to the Lowe's Foundation to help spread what we're doing to other areas of the state. They were very generous. I had requested a certain amount when we had our interview, and they saw what we were doing through the application process and the interview. They actually called us back and said, hey, can we double what your grant request was? Would you be able to use it? And, of course, we said absolutely.
Yeah.
So through that, they have been very generous to contribute. We also have other local groups that have really stepped up and helped us out. The Probst Foundation gave us a huge contribution this past year, and the ACES group did as well. So we're just very fortunate that so many people see this need and see the work that we're doing and want to invest with us.
I think that's just a phenomenal story. One thing I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, if somebody's out there listening and they want to do this, are there certain periods where you can enroll, or is it a continual thing?
So we run five cohorts of classes a year. So there's an evening class and an afternoon class, and we consider an evening and an afternoon cohort. They want to register for either one. And so throughout the year, we hold what we call information sessions. We ask that anybody that wants to register for class attend one of those information sessions, just so we can be sure that they understand what it is they're getting into, what it will offer and what it doesn't offer, and what the expectations are. After that, they can register for any open class through the year, whatever best fits their schedule and their calendar. And so we have some folks that they might register for a class 2 or 3 months down the road because they need to get some things in order before they come to the class. So we really do try to be flexible and support anybody in their needs, especially if they're looking to start a new career.
So when would be the next opportunity? Can you start? Can somebody come right now and go to your website and get the ball rolling?
Absolutely. Go to the website. That's gobuildhsb.org, and then click on the apply button. And then when they fill out that application, they'll actually select a date to attend an information session, and that starts the ball rolling.
Okay. And one other thing, I hope the answer to this is what I think it's going to be. This is obviously a great program for North Alabama. No doubt about it. Is it going to be, made available in some of our other municipal areas like Birmingham, Mobile, Montgomery, places like that? Or are they going to adopt this template and do the same thing?
Absolutely. So that's with the Lowe's grant. That's what we're part of our mission. We already have a site up and running down in the Gunnersville area. We have just opened a site down in Mobile, and we're working with Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, and actually had a meeting yesterday with folks in the Florence Shoals area. Our goal by the time the grant is complete is to have 7 locations throughout the state of Alabama offering the same training.
Well, you know, that, Dr. Davis, is just phenomenal. I think that's just awesome that you guys are doing that, and I wish you the best of luck in that. And I think it's a success story that it needs to be told throughout the country, and I'm glad I'm able to have a little bitty voice to tell that up here and tell Larry that I will check with him, Larry Durham, as soon as I get a chance. And if you can, try to keep old Kenneth Chandler under control. Tell him I said that.
I will. Thank you so much, and thank you.
You know, Tommy, where I'm sitting here looking, I found the North Alabama Home Builders Academy YouTube page through your website, gobuildhsv.org. It's a lot of smiling faces, especially when you get down in looking at the testimonials of people who've been through that. And it looks like a lot of good people, lots of smiles on faces, and a lot of good instructors looking at some of those videos. And y'all are doing a valuable leg up to people who maybe are good with their hands, but maybe not so good with books. And if you ever doubt that someone is smart, try to figure out a rafter rise using a framing square, and you'll realize how smart people are when they do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, for a lot of people, this is a great taste of success, and then it
plants that desire to want to learn more, and we try to accommodate them.
And it's hard to fix a toilet with a laptop. It really is.
That's right.
Tommy, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do appreciate that, and we're going to let you go. And I can promise you this. This is not the last time we're going to be on this show talking about this, because it's a story that needs to be told more and more and more. So thank you much, Brian. Let's go ahead and let Dr. Davis go, and we'll take a break and get out of here and come right back. And by the way, if you're interested in that, give us a call, 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal. And we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Going to be a fantastic day. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight early Saturday morning. A mostly sunny sky Saturday afternoon. Going to be a great day. Temperatures climbing once again into the upper 60s. I do think most of us are probably going to climb into the lower 70s. A partly sunny sky for your Sunday, consistently climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. We just heard Dr. Tommy Davis, who is the executive director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy.
What a great organization.
Oh, that's Brian, that is so very much needed.
Well, it looks like they're doing a lot of full-rounded education, too, because, you know, there's a lot of, not only do you have to learn how to work well with others and work safely, but there's a whole business side of it, too. But a lot of people, you know, you got to keep track of what you earn. A lot of these people, they do their taxes quarterly. There's a lot of education that goes on there, too, that you may not work. You know, okay, I got a tool belt and a hammer. I can go to work. Well, there's a whole lot more to it than that. And they're doing a lot of stuff to make good, well-rounded employees for people who keep our economy going.
Yes, they are. And you know, one thing that was near and dear to my heart when I was talking about my previous history with the home building industry, I tried, and my organization, we were 2,500 strong. We tried our dead level best to try to get some of the cities just to re-up with a vocational program, and there was such a stigma against that that they didn't do it. So, hey, hats off to the people here in Huntsville who have got this going, and I think you're going to find out that there's going to be a lot of people launching a very successful career from that organization.
I live in North Huntsville, just around the corner from Drake State Technical College, and they have a facility there that where they do a lot of their mechanic stuff, and a lot of their HVAC training and things like that. I'm happy that these guys at NAHA are partnering with them too, because that, you know, from the things that keep the wheels of economy going, and have a resource like that right in your backyard, it makes perfect sense to partner with them to just elevate both programs.
Well, that is true. And one thing that I used to tell people when I was on the speaking circuit about this type of thing is that if you actually learn a skill like that, which I'll be frank, I'm dangerous with a hammer, but if you learn a skill like that and you go to college and get the ubiquitous IT degree or a marketing or a political science degree and you can't find a job, you can always find a job in the construction industry. But along with the housing theme, one thing that we had on the show the other day, we had Matt Curtis of Matt Curtis Realty, and he was talking about the problems that have been created because of big companies coming in and they are purchasing
corporate purchases. Yeah, you've got a great update on that.
I got a great update on that. Very timely, because just I guess February 26th in the United States Senate, we had two senators, a Republican and a Democrat, a Republican Senator Josh Hawley and Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley, have introduced a bill after Trump mentioned this in the State of the Union address. It's called the Homes for American Families Act, which will amend the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 to make it illegal for investment funds with over $150 million in assets to buy single-family homes, condominiums, or townhomes.
Well, that's the leading edge you get right here on the Point with Bill Crawford.
That's it.
That's a conversation we had, what, Tuesday? And we already see an action on it. How about that?
Hey, that somebody must have been listening. But
cool. Give us a call, 256-382-0724.
Yeah, you'll find out what's going on. But what this does is this takes the corporations are taking houses away from people who need to buy a house and build their own individual wealth rather than having a big corporation buy it and sell it or rent it out to people or whatever the case may be. That's just something that does not need to happen. And I just thought it was fascinating that we actually, Matt Curtis brought that out in his Birmingham Business Journal article. Donald Trump mentioned it in the State of the Union address. And then a couple of days later, it's being introduced as a law in the U.S. Senate now.
What do you think President Trump was listening to your show on Tuesday? And then went into the Senate chamber.
I think there's about as much a chance of that as there is a hog dancing to the minuet. But
maybe, hey, strike up the band.
Strike up the band, baby. Maybe he was listening, but that's something. I think
that's nothing but a good idea. Just to kind of, because that's how you build You know, some people, that's their only way they're going to build generational wealth.
Exactly, is through home ownership, and that's where 83% of America, that's where their wealth is it's in their home. So,
well, I'm personally trying to make sure that I frustrate the daylights out of my daughter during my estate sale.
Well, that's not a very promising thought.
Oh, she's a willing participant.
Oh, there you go.
But so, I mean, that's just it. That is the one thing that I can pass on to her is whatever equity I have in the Edgemont estate.
That's exactly right. And that's why home ownership is the American dream, and it's how Americans build wealth. And if you want to get into this industry, if you're sitting there going, what do I need to do? Go to the North Alabama Home Building Academy. And Brian, I think it's time for our break, so we'll get out of here and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze.
Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. And yes, it is Friday all day long, and it is a nice Friday out there. And we're glad you chose to spend a little bit of your Friday with us.
Getting ready to kick off Friendly Friday. It's hour number two.
Yes, hour number two is Friendly Friday. And what we do on Friendly Friday is we like to focus on things that are just good. Things that are good for the community, good for people, and things that are not politically charged one way or the other, but they're items that will interest you and hopefully can benefit you. And two things we're going to have on Friendly Friday is we're going to have our recurring visit with Fox 54 meteorologist Jordan Dressman.
Can't have Friendly Friday without him.
Can't have Friendly Friday without. Well, it's a real Friendly Friday when the weather's this good. We can have a dreary Friday when the weather is
gorgeous.
Not so good, but it is Chamber of Commerce weather, as we talked about yesterday. And after that, we're going to have Dr. Charles Lee come talk to us about Regenesis Stem Cell Center. They're doing some amazing things, of which I can absolutely attest to. So, folks, stick around with us for the next hour of the show. You might be glad you did. And Brian, I think it's time to get out of here with that new music you've got in the background.
Well, this is my one time to play a little something interesting.
That is a little interesting. Is that bluegrass?
No, it's Ollie Hemmingsman.
Uh-huh.
And he's playing guitar. Lover Come Back to Me. But he's accompanied by a 1951 Deutz tractor.
Wow. Well, hey, enjoy it, folks. And good choice, Brian. And we'll be back in a little bit for more of The Point with Bill Crawford.
You know, when Spotify tries to recommend music to me, it has no idea what to do.
All right. We'll be back, folks.
Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are tumbling on concerns tied to the artificial intelligence boom. And as producer prices in January rose more than expected, the major averages are on track for a losing week on worries that AI will wreak havoc on a batch of service industries. Those concerns were fueled today when payment services company Block announced that it will be slashing nearly half of its workforce and overhaul operations, reconfiguring to capitalize on its use of artificial intelligence. Shares of Netflix and Paramount Skydance are both rallying around 10% or more after Paramount won the bidding war for Warner Brothers Discovery. Warner's stock is falling 2%. And shares of Target are down 1.5%. The big box retailer said it will only carry cereals made without certified synthetic colors at its stores and plans to implement the change by the end of May. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A Democrat candidate who's running in the primary for House District 82 is not leaving the race despite the fact that he has recent charges for arson. Terrence Johnson of Tuskegee is one of three men now charged by Opelika police for the two arson fires that started at two separate child care facilities this past January. Michael Green and Dante Brundage are the other defendants in this case. Johnson is challenging incumbent Democrat Peblin Warren in the May 19th primary election. Johnson took to social media on Thursday following his charges, saying that he is aware of the serious nature of the allegations, but is still committed to serving the community with integrity and dedication. He also urged the Democrat voters in his district to not be distracted from the important work that needs to be done. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Jefferson County man was arrested this week for seeking to offer a bribe to public servants. 26-year-old Tyler Glass was arrested for stealing merchandise from a Walmart. Authorities then found Glass to be in possession of meth and a meth pipe. Glass is then alleged to have offered the two officers $300 each if they would not press charges. Glass was still arrested by those officers and was able to post bond on Thursday of this week. And an automotive supplier for Kia and Hyundai, DAS North America, is announcing plans to expand its facility in Montgomery, which will create 100 new jobs. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You want the right specialist for your recovery. At SportsMed Orthopedic Surgery and Spine Center, we understand every body is different. Your muscles and bones are unique, as is your body. Our SportsMed specialists offer innovative treatments and minimally invasive procedures, allowing you to quickly return to the life you love. Locations in Huntsville, Madison, Athens, and Decatur, and on the web at sportsmedalabama.com. Improving performance, improving lives.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, triaxle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
If you're ready to lower your utility bills, it's time to call Eagle Insulation. Eagle can handle it all. Attic re-insulation, insulation removal, wall insulation, and new construction insulation, commercial and residential. Our primary goal is to save you money, and lots of it. Typical clients realize their return on investment within 3 to 6 months. That means the re-insulation actually pays for itself and then some. See if we can help you. Contact Eagle Insulation today, 256-755-1556, or log on insulatewitheagle.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Going to be a fantastic day. Temperature climbing into the mid and upper 60s, dropping into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight early Saturday morning. A mostly sunny sky Saturday afternoon. Going to be a great day. Temperatures climbing once again into the upper 60s. I do think most of us are probably going to climb into the lower 70s. A partly sunny sky for your Sunday, consistently climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. And we are now about to be joined by a person for one of my favorite segments of the week, and that's the segment where I don't have to look at my notes, I don't have to scratch and frantically turn pages to make sure I have the right material.
You don't have to stare at me.
I don't have to stare at you. I just get to talk to Jordan Dressman from Fox 54 on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Jordan, how are you doing today?
You know, Bill, I'm good. How are you? You know, I don't have notes either. I literally find myself, you know, sitting here. I am literally sitting on a couch right now. I am lucky enough to have a couch in my office.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Sitting, yeah, Diamond
Jim.
You know,
it comes with being the chief, has its perks, I suppose. But I enjoy this. This is one of my favorite parts of the week because I don't.
That guy across the street doesn't have a couch in his office.
No, probably not.
Well, it is a good part of the week, and it's a from what I recall of looking at your Facebook page today, seems like you've got some big stuff going on this weekend.
You know, I always feel like there's something going on this weekend. It always happens. The warmer we get, you know, the more exciting my life seems to become, whether it's, you know, personally or professionally. The wife is ready to get outside and tend to the garden. I don't know why she asked me for help. I know nothing about keeping plants alive. But you know what else I'm in the mood for? Maybe you can help me with this. We have got the biggest craving for crawfish. Where can I get good crawfish?
Oh, I can tell you, because I had them this week. Tim's Cajun Kitchen.
That was going to be my suggestion.
In fact, this week,
Tim Ball is your guy.
I went to Tim's Cajun Kitchen, and I had the lunch special, which was fried crawfish, and it was absolutely awesome. But what I was alluding to, I thought that it was your wife's birthday this weekend.
Ah, yes. It was my wife's birthday this past week.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah. She is another year older. I suppose she would. I might end my marriage if I were to say her age on the radio.
Well, you're getting older. I don't think she is.
I mean, one of us has to age at some point.
Well, hey, speaking of crawfish, though, let me tell you, there is one other place where you can get them if you want to get them fresh and throw them in the boiling pot yourself, and that is A&K Seafood, which is on, if you go down Bailey Cove and turn left on Carl T. Jones, it's right there, and those people have, it's the best seafood place in town. I wish they'd sponsor the show because they're going to get a great little free ad, but they have all kinds of fresh seafood there. The owner goes to the Gulf Coast three times a week and picks up seafood, and they also have crawfish, and you can buy them there in a big old burlap sack. So
if you're not familiar with that area, it's the one with the Brugger's bagels there on the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but if you want to get somebody else to cook them, go to Tim's. If you want to cook them yourself, go to A&K Seafood, because this weekend, I don't know if you can use this in your forecast, but what I call a weekend like this, it's a weekend for grilling, chilling, and swilling.
I like that. That's very good.
Well, you don't want to get dehydrated. No,
can't be getting dehydrated. But it is going to be a wonderful weekend, you know, as long as you ask. We should be in the 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Sunday's probably going to bring some more clouds. So the winter is probably going to be Saturday.
Well, speaking of not winter, but winter, is it gone? Have we seen the last of Old Man Winter? Did the groundhog and the possum and all those other critters that forecast the weather, did they get it right? And now we're going to move into the warm period of time?
You know, we are getting into March. March 1st is, what is March 1st? Sunday? Sunday is March 1st, right?
Yep.
I think we are done with the consistent cold. You know, I think we're done talking about 3 and 4 days at a time of it being cold. Any cold that we get at this point in the year is just going to be very intermittent, and usually it ends up getting cold in the occasional night.
Well, you know, it's going to, there'll still be a little bit, but I think the biggest part of it is gone. But one thing you mentioned, I'd like to share with you that I couldn't make anything grow. I don't think I could even grow a Gia plant, you know, one of those little heads that grows grass. I couldn't make that grow. So what are you going to be required to do in the garden this weekend?
Usually it involves heavy lifting of some sort. I don't quite know what that is going to entail yet, but normally it involves heavy lifting, raking of some sort, shoveling. I usually get forced into doing the manual labor. I usually get to avoid the seeds and the actual plants. I just have to do the manual labor.
Well, in my case, my wife is very fond of going to Home Depot and buying these 50 to 100 pound bags of rocks. And normally I'm the one who has to get the, we have a steep driveway, and I'm the one who has to get the rocks from the car to wherever they need to be placed. And so I can sympathize with you on that. But what I'm liking about this weather is I'm ready to see the grass turn green, and I'm ready to see the leaves come out. And I think the hummingbirds are out now, and it's just time for all that stuff to, all that nasty winterness to just go away. So are you going to actually grill some crawfish this weekend or boil some?
Oh, I'm not going to cook them myself. We'll go hunt them down. I couldn't tell you the first thing about cooking them. You know, I think I'm a pretty good cook, but I know nothing about cooking crawfish. So I'll probably just go hunt them down.
Well, let me tell you how to do it, because it's so simple. It's two steps. One, put water in something and boil it. Two, get Zatarain's crawfish boil and put it in there. Three, put the crawfish in the pot and let them boil for about 2 minutes till they float. And you got it, man. That's it. There's nothing else required. The fun part and the hard part, though, is eating those little critters, because you got to do a whole lot of work to get a little bit of food, but it is good, tasty food.
Now, are you one of those people that sucks the head of the crawfish?
No, I do not do that.
Thank you.
No.
Suck, pinch the tail and suck the head is what they say down in the land of the Cajun, but I'm not one who likes to do that. That's not how I eat them things. And they call them mud bugs down there, too.
Yeah. Right.
All right, now, Jordan, I do want to ask, getting back to weather a little bit, and I know that a specific forecast is not something we do, but, you know, talk about the El Nino and La Nina weather patterns and everything. How are we setting up for this year, for this summer?
Man, I knew you'd ask me a question I didn't know the answer to.
Well, that's all right.
If you don't know it, just make it up.
Yeah, we don't know any different.
Yeah, but somebody might.
You know, make up something about, you know, I've been checking with the woolly caterpillars pillars or whatever. I saw something the other day about, you know, how we're setting into a more El Nino pattern about, you know, and talking about, you know, more storms coming in from the Gulf and things like that. And I just wondered, you know, what you had been seeing, or if you just kind of, you know, as you track the different patterns here in the Tennessee Valley, if you're seeing any trends rotating around for us.
I'd like to give you an answer. Genuinely, I don't know. Haven't looked. At this point, I haven't even thought about the hurricane season yet.
Well, as Jimmy Buffett said, you know, one of the hardest things to do is trying to reason with hurricane season. So we will give you a pass on that and hope you enjoy your weekend. Rake, dig, do whatever you are told to do. Be a good little husband. And we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. You have a good weekend as well.
Hey, and let us know. Put it on your Facebook page if you find the crawfish. I'd be interested in seeing that. So,
all right, I will.
And Kenesha wanted us to ask you about cats, but we're going to give you a pass on that.
Yeah, I don't like cats.
Okay.
All right, man.
We'll talk about that next time. Thanks for the time, and we will talk to you next week. That's Fox 54 meteorologist Jordan Dressman, and we're going to get out of here, and we'll be joined by Dr. Charles Lee when we come back from Regenesis Stem Cell Center.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal.
Every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. We're now moving into our final segment of the week, which we call Friendly Friday, as you can tell by our Partridge Family music. And our guest today is Dr. Charles Lee of the Regenesis Stem Cell Center. Dr. Lee, are you with me?
I'm here, Bill. How are you?
Hey, well, you know how I'm doing, man. I couldn't be doing better. And folks, Dr. Lee is the one who, as you've heard on some of our advertisements, he performed a stem cell procedure on my right knee. And I'm briefly going to talk about that, but that's not our goal today, is to talk about me. It's to talk about these procedures that Dr. Lee can do. But and I had a left knee that was replaced with a prosthesis. They cut your knee open, saw the bones, put something in there. You're on your back for a while, and you have a long rehab. You go in to see Dr. Lee and get the stem cell procedure done. 2 hours later, you walk out of the office, and within 2 or 3 days, you're back to normal. And I've been chugging along ever since, so I appreciate that. But tell us a little bit about the stem cell process and how that works and how you do this, because a lot of people, I think, have no knowledge of really how this goes on.
Yeah, Bill. So primarily what I use are patients' own bone marrow stem cells, and I combine that with what's called high-dose platelet-rich plasma. Platelets, people say, why platelets? Well, platelets are full of growth factors. You know, the tooth functions, you're injured, you bleed into the tissue, they form a blood clot so that you stop bleeding, but they dump growth factors into the tissue to stimulate stem cells to enter that tissue to become in a regenerative process. If I need something more than just high-dose platelet-rich plasma, and high dose is the key on that, we'll go to the bone marrow and aspirate about 40 milliliters of bone marrow, process that down to just a plug of stem cells. We typically are looking for at least 400 million. Most of the time we'll get 800 or a billion. In fact, yesterday we had 2 billion on the patient that I treated. So we'll add that back to that high-dose platelet-rich plasma, and then we will inject that precisely where it needs to be. And I'll either use ultrasound or fluoroscopy. Certainly, if we're working on spines, we need fluoroscopy to be able to do that. And then, just like you said, there's really not a lot of downtime. We watch you for about 30 minutes before we let you go. Then, you know, basically you're back to activities of daily living. And usually patients hit happy between 3 and 6 months. That being said, a lot of times, you know, we'll have patients that will be early responders, and within a month, they'll start feeling tremendously better. And we do this for osteoarthritis. We do it for musculoskeletal issues primarily. We have a lot of younger patients that are athletes. We've got golfers. We've got softballers, CrossFitters. You name it. So it works wonderfully well for the musculoskeletal system. We've even got some novel treatments that we can offer some selected patients that have COPD or congestive heart failure, even arachnoiditis. So there are some out-of-the-box things that we can offer in Alabama that are also unique.
Well, now, one thing I just want to say this. I know it's not true, but I want to dispel a rumor. And that's, you know, when I talk to people about my stem cell procedures, one of the first things they say is, oh, isn't that the stuff they get out of unborn babies? And that is not true. So do
correct.
You
well,
kill that rumor?
There are some lines of embryonic stem cells that are available for research purposes only, but you can't get, there's no embryonic stem cells that are available for people to buy or use, and you wouldn't want to use those anyway. They're too wild. They can become something that you wouldn't want them to become. Whereas when we use your adult stem cells, and you look, you've even got some embryonic-like stem cells in your own bone marrow. But they're controlled. They're not as wild as those would be. And I've got moral issues with that. I wouldn't use it anyway, right? Even if it were available, I wouldn't do that.
Well, good. That's I knew that was the case, but I just wanted to hear it from the doctor. So just before we get too far off into stem cell land, I want people to get to know Dr. Lee just like I have a little bit better. So, Dr. Lee, tell us where you're from.
So, born and raised in Baton Rouge, Bromar High School, Louisiana Tech undergrad, LSU Medical Center in New Orleans. Did a anesthesia residency there at Charity Hospital. Was recruited, briefly worked at HOMA doing cardiothoracic anesthesia, recruited here to do cardiothoracic anesthesia, transitioned into general anesthesia. The founder and initial president of Comprehensive Anesthesia Services, and then started studying regenerative medicine about 2007. After 7 years of study, decided to open a practice, Regenesis Stem Cell Center, in 2014, and we've been doing these regenerative procedures ever since. And these regenerative procedures are not just for the musculoskeletal system. We do a lot of aesthetics as well. I mean, I have lasers, and we can use these same products to treat the skin and skin laxity and help people look better. My slogan is feel better, look better. Feel better comes first, and then looking better is what people want after they start feeling 10 or 15 years younger. And we also do some hormone replacement. I think that's very beneficial to do in conjunction with some of these regenerative procedures because, you know, as you get a little bit older, a lot of times testosterone will fall off. And testosterone is your body's anabolic steroid, both for ladies and men. And by far, we do more ladies than we do men. But to do these procedures without making sure that those levels are balanced is kind of self-defeating. So we offer a lot of products here.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, I found out about you guys, but I think most people, when they go see their neighborhood family doctor or their family physician or whatever the case may be, and they're complaining about pain, joint pain, whatever the case may be, they're normally sent to a surgical place. How can people redirect that thought process with their own physician?
Well, I get referrals now from some of the orthopedic physicians around town, some of the general practitioners, but it's been a long time trying to get that out there. You know, there's a lot, platelet-rich plasma is not created equally. When I say high-dose platelet-rich plasma, it's very important. We actually create our own product here in our lab, as well as the stem cell products, and really need to know the dose of that and what dose is placed into the tissues. I like to get 10 to 20 billion platelets into those areas, but it's hard getting the word out. I mean, it really is. You know, I've been trying to get the word out since 2014, and by far now, the most referrals that I get are from patients that I've already treated.
Well, I can tell you one thing about getting the word out. There's not many places I can't go in this town without people saying, hey, I saw you on TV. So that's one thing that appears to be working. So that's a good thing. And so tell me this. What is I would have to say there may not be a stat on this, or you may not know it off the top of your head, but what are the preponderance of your patients? What complaints and what problems do they have that you're solving?
The preponderance is osteoarthritis. Do more knees than anything else. Closely behind knees is spine work. A lot of degenerative disc disease. You know, and you just have so many levels of the spine, from cervical all the way down to the coccyx. Do a lot of lumbar work, platelet rich plasma and stem cell therapies for disc disease. And we have tremendous success with that. In fact, spine is our best outcomes. What we see is, overall, we see 60% of our patients will get 90% or better improvement in pain and function, and 90% of our patients will get at least 60% improvement in pain and function. And we follow up our patients 1, 3, and 6 months, and that's where we get that data from, that registry, and monitoring the progress of our patients is extremely important, because you can't just eyeball it. You know, if you don't know the numbers, and if you're not actually measuring it, you don't know what your outcomes are. And you know, I can sit down and talk to patients about that before we even get started. And a lot of times, you know, I hear patients, oh, it's bone on bone. And I'll actually look at them and, you know, are they really ready for a knee replacement? Yeah, a lot of times not. And if a patient is truly in stage disease, I'll tell them, because I want them to have a good outcome, right? Because if I have a patient that has a good outcome, they'll go tell 10 people. And if you're just doing these procedures to be doing them and try to get money out of people, and it doesn't work, they'll go tell 100 patients it doesn't work. So the key is to be honest with them, to do the best job that you can do, and we just have tremendous success with these. And it's going to continue to evolve as well.
Dr. Lee, this is Brian Temple. As someone who has a disability, I have a brand of muscular dystrophy called myofibrillar myopathy. And I've been reading some about some of the treatments that have been proposed about using stem cells for treating that disease. And I was wondering if you had been tracking any of that and what suggestion you might have.
I get a lot of phone calls from all over the country with people that have disease processes that are fairly rare. They're looking for solutions. A lot of times they're not offered anything. Some of them are just sent home and say, good luck, you'll either get better or you won't. There are some things that we can do, again, out of the box sort of things that are available, those things that I have to talk to patients individually about. But Alabama has a very strong right to try, so that if there are products out there that that are not yet FDA approved, patients do have a right to try if they have a life-threatening disease process.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things. My progression has somewhat plateaued, and, you know, I don't have a lot of I do have reduced mobility, but I don't. It's not as critical as maybe some others. But of course, we're always going to be looking for something that make, you know, improve that quality of life. And so it's exciting that some of not to grasp at straws so much, but it's exciting to hear from people doing that research, and maybe that is a path to a better quality of life.
Well, some potential options. And I'm very honest with patients, you know, whether there's a lot of data to show that it's beneficial or not. Certainly, number one is not to do anything to harm a patient. And I think it's very important, too, not to take advantage of patients, right? I mean, because people are desperate and they're looking for solutions. And it's just really important to be straight up with them if there is something that's a potential benefit for them, to talk to them about it and let them pray about it and make a decision with an expanded consent form, so that they really know what we're talking about if there's something that's available for them.
Well, I have seen, and personally I've had experience with my second wife having stem cell treatment for multiple myeloma, and so to see the quality of life improvement there, I know the power of what it what it can do. So, of course, it's going to be attractive to someone like me with a disability. But to see what you guys can do, I mean, and just being friends with Bill and seeing the quality of life he has experienced because of that is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, Dr. Lee, one thing I'd like to emphasize, because I think this is really important when you go to Regenesis, and I'm not going to cast dispersions on any previous medical treatment I've had, but one of the things that I think is so unique and so good about what you guys do at Regenesis is the personal touch. You know, you're not in there with 1 minute and say, yep, you got a bad knee problem, we're going to have to operate, I'll send the nurse back in. That's not right. Regenesis. Tell folks a little bit about the experience from your perspective that patients go through when they come to Regenesis.
Well, I see every patient. And I form a relationship with these patients, and honestly, I just want the best for the patient. If there's something that I can offer them that can improve their quality of life, then that's what I'm about. But this is also not your insurance-based business either. You know, a lot of times these doctors they've got to see a lot of patients, so they don't have a lot of time allocated to spend with them. I spend usually at least an hour on an initial consult with a patient. We'll talk about their history, what's going on with that specific problem, as well as their other medical issues that are going on with them. And what we're trying to do is just improve their quality of life. And we have a lot of options available. We even have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which is very beneficial. It stimulates your body to produce stem cells and to drop those into the circulation so it mobilizes them. And what it is a chamber that you actually get into, and the atmosphere, we double the atmospheric pressure, and patients breathe a very high amount of oxygen. That allows that oxygen to be delivered to tissues that may be struggling and not getting quite enough perfusion, not getting quite enough oxygenation, and has very powerful healing effects to it.
Well, now, one of the things I think I'd also like for you to tell our listeners is, you know, there's a bit of a mystique about stem cell procedures. So if somebody's out there and they're having an issue and they've been told one thing, how do they go about? Do they just call and make an appointment? Is there stuff they should read online, or how does that work?
Well, Dr. Google can be very misleading. So, you know, it's easy enough to call here, get set up with a consult. I'm happy to sit down and actually talk with people and try to dispel some of these misconceptions that are out there. For example, for years we had these traveling roadshows that would come through town, and there would be various clinics in different states and whatnot that would pass through, and they would be saying, oh, we got stem cells in a box, in a jar. We're going to inject you with these stem cells. And what it was just Wharton's jelly from the umbilical cord, or amniotic fluid, or some product like that. And basically they just took that goop, put it in a bottle, froze it, and then they're telling them they're getting stem cells. Well, that's all dead tissue. It's called an allograft, but it has no living cells in it. Your body is it. You know, and patients will also ask me, oh, look, I'm 80 years old. My stem cells don't work. Well, if your stem cells weren't working, you wouldn't be alive. So they do work. They work. They just don't work as fast, or they're not as aggressive as they were when you were younger. The oldest patient I ever did was 96. There was a gentleman who wanted to get out and cut his grass again. We did both of his knees, got him back on his zero turn, cutting his grass. So yeah, they still work.
Well, is it not true that you have patients from all over the country?
Oh, absolutely. We have them from all the country. We have them from Australia, New Zealand, Europe. We're a destination.
Well, what is it about Regenesis that makes it a destination versus other places in the country?
I think it's the personalized care. I mean, this is what we do, and I stay up to speed on what's going on. We've revised these protocols three times since 2014. And, you know, I've done thousands and thousands of these procedures with really almost no complications. And the other thing is, and you mentioned it before, the ability to get back up and get going again without the downtime. right? Because if you have a knee replacement done, you're at 3 months, it's going to be pretty rough. Unfortunately, I had a back fusion back in 2014, and I got to tell you, it took a year to get over that. It was really rough. And had I had something like this available with a reputable physician that I thought would do a good job with it, I certainly would have tried it. But again, you know, a lot of times now you're getting clinics and they say, oh, yeah, we do PRP, and they have these little kits. You know, they draw 30 cc's of blood, whereas we would draw 80 milliliters to produce one. And they spin it in a little kit for about, you know, 20 minutes or so, and then they draw it up. They don't know what kind of platelets they're giving and what the concentration is. And most of those little kits don't even produce PRP. If you're getting two or three times your baseline platelet count, that's a really good kit PRP. But we're getting 10 or 11 times your baseline platelet count. We get your baseline platelet count, and then we count them, and we can say, project how many platelets we're putting into an area to treat it with. So, you know, it's customized care.
Well, let me tell you this. Personally, thank you for what you did for me. And if people want to come visit with you and talk to you and meet with your staff and get an assessment, tell us the phone number and how people make that happen.
So it's our number is 256-715-8193, or you can visit us on the web at regenesisstemcell.com. You can put in a request on the web for some information. A lot of times Dr. Wardinsky is here. He's my CEO. He's not a medical doctor, but a lot of times he'll field these calls, kind of get patients teed up, and then a lot of times, you know, I can do a phone consult. I prefer to see patients here face-to-face when we can. But it's easy enough to make the phone call or check us out on the web.
Well, again, thank you for your time today. And for our listeners out there, just to reiterate one final time, I had a knee that was supposed to be replaced. I'd been told all these horror stories about it. 2 hours with Dr. Lee, and my knee returned to normal. So thank you for that.
And you're welcome. It's good talking to you, Brian, Bill. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
Dr. Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time today. And, folks, that's Dr. Charles Lee of the Regenesis Stem Cell Center. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a little bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirt work side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area.
As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 Weather Impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see a clear sky for this Friday night across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures will be falling into the low 40s for the overnight. Heading into our Saturday, we'll see plenty of sunshine. High temperatures warm into the low 70s for the afternoon, cooling off into the upper 40s for the overnight. A sunny sky transition to a clear sky for Saturday night.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is almost the final lap of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple this weekend. We are on Talk Radio WZZN, and that was Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline.
What a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
About on the cutting edge of what can happen in medical studies and in medical science to make people better.
And you know, I firmly believe this. For whatever reason, that procedure is not approved by many health cares right now. And I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory in me, but I think they're not approving that because they're not making as much money off of it. You know, you go look at some of the places, such TOC and places like that, where they do these surgeries, and they're like castles, and they're like that for a reason, is because they do some big billing. But
well, I mean, and there is room for that, and there is a need for that. Sometimes you just need to replace that joint, but if there is a way to do that with stem cells, then I think that's a great opportunity, and that is a great option for people.
Well, it worked for me. That's all I can say. So if you want to try it, Dr. Lee is a good, trustworthy person. I can attest to that.
Well, you know, and one thing I liked when he said is that he takes the time and talks to people. I might talk to him for an hour. If a doctor, as busy as they are, Because, you know, I don't know if you've spent much time with your doctor. My doctor recently retired, and I had a great relationship with Dr. Rao. But one of the things he did is he would take the time to talk to you. And I never complained about my appointment being late, because I knew that he was taking the time with his patients the same way he would take time with me. And so to hear that from Dr. Lee is very encouraging, because he's taking the time to actually listen to you about what's going on.
Well, I know when I had my visit with him, it's not, you know, a nurse takes down some initial information, and then he sat down in the room with me, and we talked probably for an hour.
Right.
And I asked every stupid question that one could ask, and he was patient enough with me to answer all the questions. So, and that's not something you see every day.
You are making a relationship in your care, and you need to have that with your doctor to make sure he understands the full scope of what's going on. And, you know, also, this is a person that's going to walk with you through your care, and you need to make sure on a personal level, too, that they're a good person to walk with.
Yeah, he's good except one thing. He is a Cajun from Louisiana, but I'll let that pass.
Well, you can't be perfect.
Now, you can't be perfect. But, you know, Brian, one thing, I think it's interesting that when we do some stuff on the show, and then the next day or so, you turn around and go, oh, my gosh. You know, just like the housing industry where we talked about that and that law got passed. We had Donnie Shaw on the show the other day to talk to us about voting registration and how seriously it was taken in Alabama. And this week, Attorney General Steve Marshall arrested three Monroe County residents for ballot harvesting and unlawful use of absentee ballots. Now, that...
there you go.
There you go. And, you know, that is a punishable offense. It is a felony, and it's punishable with up to 10 years in jail. And so I hope that people listening to that say, hey, that's not something we need to do in the state of Alabama. And frankly, after listening to Donnie Shaw and then seeing our attorney general arresting people, I don't think we have a problem in this state.
Well, we're again, Alabama is leading the way, and we're glad to see it in making sure that we're number one in not only medical science, but also in voter safety and election safety.
Absolutely. So don't cheat on your votes out there, and don't get pissed off if somebody says, well, let me see your ID because you don't have it. You can't vote. So I guess it's time for our final break, and we'll go ahead and get out of here. We're closing in on a 74-degree weekend, and this is Bill Crawford. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
I'm Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is time to wrap up week number 5 of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We had a lot of fun this week. We had a lot of good guests, and we hope you are listening to us. And if you are and you like what you hear, tell everybody, tell your friends, relatives, cousins, aunts and uncles, and the people you work out with at the gym that, hey, this is a good show to listen to.
And you'll send them to talkradio.wzzn.com, where we have on our podcast page, we have every show from The Point with Bill Crawford posted there that you can go catch up. If you missed a day, you can catch up with it there. Or just something to share with your friends to say, this is a show I like. This is a show that's got a lot of great information. You can point them there. TalkRadioWZZN.com.
There you go, folks. And next week, we're going to start the week off with an interview with Miss Brandy Quick, who's the executive director of Ditto Landing. A lot of stuff happening down there that you need to learn about. And then Monday afternoon, we will be visited as per normal by one of the Fox News personnel to tell us what happened last week or the week prior. And a lot did happen. So, folks, as we get out of here, let me say what I always say. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, Air Force member, Marine, member of the Space Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, and even government employees who are doing what they do best so you can enjoy the life you live in this great country of ours. This is Bill Crawford alongside Brian Temple, and have a good day and enjoy the weekend. I'm out.